And the puff Cheetos.
I don't like puff Cheetos.
But they have way less fat.
Really? From the crunchy one?
The puff Cheetos have way less fat.
I don't like them. I don't like the puffy.
It's like eating a powdered donut. You end up with like orange all over you.
I don't eat powdered donuts.
It's that color voice that does not occur anywhere in nature naturally.
Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. An oddity. Peculiarity. Irregularity. Inconsistency. Incongruity. A rarity.
Twelve listeners all over the world. Okay, Jen.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the Anomaly Podcast. I'm Jen, and my pointy ears are not real, and I am an anomaly.
Hi, my name is Charity, and I fell to my knees in a crowded parking lot and screamed, "Why me?" when I discovered that my account had been hacked, and I am an anomaly.
My name is Margaret. I read a book a day, and I am an anomaly.
My name is Jen, and I bought a 10-man tent for me in my Renaissance Fair costume, and I'm an anomaly.
My name is Stephanie, and my sport bike's license plate are Broomstick, and I'm an anomaly.
And my name is Angela, and I knew it was love when I said, "What did we learn about beer?" And Jim said, "Foamy," and I am an anomaly.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. We have lots of people here.
Yay. Lots of anomalies. Yay.
Well, we're talking about Renaissance Festival, and we, of course, have our Ren girls here. We are missing Uno. Correct?
Yeah.
We're missing one, but we say hello to her.
Hello.
We are missing two. We're missing two. Say hello to our girls.
Hello, girls.
But since they're not here, we're not going to say their names because we don't want to. We may say their names.
We don't want to put them on blast.
No promises.
We'll talk.
Depends on how long it takes them to get here.
Did they listen to the podcast? Maybe they will now. And then they'll know better and they'll come.
That is a threat.
Yes, I guess it is.
You will be a part of this group whether you like it or not.
Shall be assimilated.
And if you're wondering who the frog is in the room, it's Stephanie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going around. So usually, Angela... It has been the one in the past to do her public service announcement.
Yes.
But today, we're giving that honor to our friend Charity. Charity, something bad happened to you, and we decided maybe you should tell the world about it.
Yes, something very bad happened. I found out on Wednesday that my World of Warcraft account had been hacked. And they locked me out for 24 hours, and after that, I was able to get back in and found all of my characters standing next to a mailbox.
Naked.
For the most part. Yeah, they took everything and took all my gold, and I have nothing. But Blizzard has been very kind to me, and they have been trying to send back as many items as they can, so I'm grateful for that. But basically, the public service announcement would be change your password often and try to use a virtual keyboard if you can and be careful of the mods that you install because they do have key loggers.
Yeah.
And you too will cry when you wake up and find all of your characters naked in front of a mailbox and nothing is left.
They also cleaned out...
They cleaned out my guild's bank as well as all of my bank items, my personal bank items. I lost a lot of very valuable stuff that even Blizzard hasn't been able to give me back. So I'm pretty upset about that. They were able to give me back stuff that is good for my daily questing as far as armor and general items, but you know, all my potions are gone. I lost a lot of mats. I lost a lot of recipes. I lost a lot of stuff. The moats, the primals. Primals are all gone. Moats are all gone. They DE'd everything with my enchanting character. That was exciting. That was really nice. So, and then they stole all my shards. That was even better.
Oh my gosh.
But I did hear that sometimes the hackers will go ahead and unlearn your professions for you. But they weren't that mean to me. I've heard that they'll do that. And I think as an added poke in the ass, they stole everything from me, but they left my great Brewfest Kodo. That was the only thing they left in my bag on Glowlimba. They stole everything, but they're like, "Oh, we'll leave her Kodo."
Well, that was nice.
I think it was just like as an added insult. Ha ha, we stole all your shit, but we'll leave you your mount.
But isn't that something you can't you can't disenchant, you can't.
They could have deleted it because they took other, like my purple trinkets that I got from Brewfest, those were gone. They took the, they deleted the trinkets.
You can't eat those and you can't sell them.
But you can delete them, and they did.
That sucks.
But they left the Kodo. So I guess in one way
so
I
was... So what is the usual, when that happens to people, what does Blizzard usually do? I mean, what's the...
Well, you have to open up a ticket and you just tell them that you've been hacked. And what they did for me was they asked me what is something that I knew for sure that was missing. Mm-hmm. And so I gave them a name of a specific item, and then they're able to put a time frame on it. Because they're able to look for when that one item went missing, and then they can see when all the items went missing. And then they just start mass mailing things to me. I had about... like 20 in-game mails from Blizzard, and it was just full of stuff.
Good.
Full of stuff. And they were able to replace everything from the guild bank. But that's as far as there was a lot of mats I'm not going to get back. I'm not going to get back any potions. Not going to... Yeah, I was very upset.
Really, it's just a lot of time.
It is. It's a lot of work, you know, and you know, people who don't play this game, that's not a big deal. And it's like, no, it is. It's a big deal. when you're almost crying because that happens, yeah.
Dude, I was there, she was. She was like, oh my God, it's the worst thing in the world that could ever happen to me. And I was like, oh my God, did your mom die? What happened?
No.
Nope.
And her some of the girls that work with us were like, all right, we're leaving now.
That's okay. This is a good place to complain about something like that.
It was very sad. I was very, very upset. I felt very violated.
Yeah.
Like someone had broken into your house and stole all your stuff. I felt like that.
You know, I was talking to Jim, though, and I was thinking, at least there's some personal risk involved when you go steal something out of somebody's car or somebody's house. You're at least taking, like, the risk of physical
threat
harm,
of retribution.
Risk of, you know, something happening. People who... hack into WoW accounts, it's just like the lowest of the low lameness.
Yes.
As far as stealing things from people. I mean, seriously.
And then we're thinking, like, what do? Do they take all that stuff and then sell it? So they end up with a lot of gold, and what, do they, like, switch servers?
No, they
and then they're
sell it.
Oh, they're, like, cackling. Right, they're cackling the whole time, going, hey, and then they switch servers,
no,
and they've got, like,
a
million gold.
It's a job. Yeah, they their job is to hack into your account to get gold, and then they turn around and sell your gold aftermarket.
To the internet sites, and then the internet sites turn around and sell that gold that they just stole. Oh my God.
I know. It's not fun.
It's like
I'm never buying gold again.
It's like
not that
you'll
I ever
never
did.
Buy gold, never buy blood diamonds, and don't buy silk from children in China.
There we go.
That's great. I'm so glad that's where we got us. That's where it got us. It's so nice, Stephanie.
Little children make the best silk.
Didn't say that loud. Okay. I think that ends our intro really quickly. All right, so we're going to get right into RenFest.
So we are preparing for this year's Renaissance Festival, which the one we go to is the Texas Renaissance Festival in
Plantersville.
I think the closest town it's to is College Station?
Magnolia.
Houston.
But is that in...
It's not real.
Houston.
Isn't that... Because it's the closest, like, motel or comfort inn.
It's like 20 miles away, right?
I think it's like 40.
Well,
it's about 20 minutes.
It's pretty far.
But the Texas Renaissance Festival is one of the biggest Renaissance
festivals. I
think
it is.
It is the largest in the United States.
And they generally say that if someone decides to build one bigger, they knock down a few more acres of trees and continue making it bigger.
But they generally leave the pine trees, which are ginormous for Texas.
Yeah.
And it's very beautiful. And all of the structures that are built, you know, when I first went, I was assuming that it was going to be like tents everywhere, and it was going to be kind of like a traveling carnival show or something. But it's like
very solid built,
accurate. It looks like you were actually transported in time to some like realm in England or something with dirt streets
and the employees greet you with how do they
avast?
Yes, avast.
They
speak
on the weekend.
Yeah,
they talk in
that's been one of my favorite things, and it's something we've talked about before that they've done recently. Maybe the past, I don't think maybe the past 5 years, maybe not even that long, that they've been doing the themed weekends instead.
instead of the theme.
Yeah, for the whole thing.
I used to go with my dad, like, probably starting, like, the fifth Renaissance Fair ever.
Yeah.
But, I don't remember the themed weekends, of course.
No, no, right. Yeah, I was like, that's new. I think that it's been, even when we first went.
Because I've been going every year since 85, except that one year that y'all went without me. Mm. And they have never had the themed weekends up till the past few years. This is new. It used to just be Renaissance Festival, it's Renaissance. You get it?
Come as you are.
Or they've had, like, because they've changed the kings. Like, one year it would be definitely Henry VIII, and the next year it would be, Italian, and then the next year it would be Spanish, because I remember we went on Spanish Renaissance year, and then at the end, they have the king, queen, and, you know, their court at the end, and it was the Spanish, because I remember also, it's Henry VIII, but they switch wives.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. One year it was Anne Boleyn, one year, because a girl I was in theater with played Anne Boleyn that year.
Nice.
That we went together, I think, like, in the late 90s. Yeah, so it's like, I know you. And she's, of course, totally in character. And it was fun.
I think they did that for, 6 years. And then after they, you know, killed them all off or divorced them all.
She's pregnant.
Yeah.
Or she looked pregnant. Whenever they have Anne Boleyn, they have her pregnant. So, because it's like Elizabeth I.
So they did it for 6 years. And they're like, oops, wait, I guess we got to do something else.
But I really like how they do now. This last year we went
Fairy
Weekend.
Yeah. And the year before that it was Spanish Renaissance.
Yeah, it was kind of.
We didn't have a lot of choice.
Yeah.
We didn't really go with the theme.
But this year is Pirate Weekend.
Arr!
Yeah.
And is anyone going as a pirate?
Yes.
I'm going as a pirate.
I'm going with a pirate with scale mail. Screw that.
I didn't have
pirate with what? Why don't you just go in the scale mail?
Because.
Well, I'm going to be a pirate in chain mail.
Yeah, okay. She's going to be wearing, Charity's wearing her chain mail shirt.
So, yes.
Did you just get that one last year?
We met the guy that Stephanie's going to be working with. We met him there, and we bought the chain mail, and he made it for us. And
Amber did, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it fits wonderfully.
Yeah, it's
great.
It's wonderful.
It's a small world thing. I decided I was going to work on scale mail. I made chain mail in the past. And and decided to make a scale mail outfit that I could wear at Renaissance Festival as well as belly dance in. And I finished it. And I put it on some forums. Drop a note towards the ring lord. Yay, rock. And the forums there. And one of the guys that has a booth at the Renaissance Festival asked if I wanted to work there and show off my stuff and sell my stuff. And so I'm working for him. And
it happens to be the same man that I bought my chainmail from.
So
sweet.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
And he custom makes everything, you know, does the measurements, and it fits wonderfully.
Am I correct in assuming, and I remember us talking about this before, but that sometimes it's hard to get actual chainmail for women. Like, you can get the chainmail bra and the chainmail skirts, mm-hmm. but it's hard to get, like, plain chainmail that fits women.
Well, please don't take this wrong, but most chainmail is made by men. It has become up and coming where women are starting to do it on their own. A lot of women make jewelry. There's some excellent crafts people out there, men and women both. A lot of the guys have a tendency when they're first starting, I think, to kind of go, well, if I'm making it for a chick, it's my girlfriend, I want her to show lots of boob, you know, type
yeah.
two. And they're not necessarily thinking of the comfort aspect of it. So when I was making mine, I need to be able to dance in it, and that includes chest drops, being to do rotations, shimmies, and everything, and not have anything inappropriate show.
Yeah.
Besides cleavage is okay. And so when I was making mine, comfort as well as look was important to me. And so I kind of pioneered a little bit of a different style to it. And I'm probably not the first person to come up with it as much as I'm the one that went all out. And it locally is probably the first person to really kind of do it. And I really, really enjoy it. I don't have the sewing talent that some of my other friends have, that they're fantastic with needle and thread and sewing machines and just the old creativity in their mind, and I kind of go, ooh, give me pliers and metal and rings, yay! and that's where I go with it. So yeah, I'm going to be working out there on the weekends where the other chainmail booth, so at RenFest, so it'll be the Goblin booth, name dropping there. So Phoenix
that's
is the
okay.
guy that I'm working for, so he's pretty
does
awesome.
Does he have a website?
He does, and I don't know it. Sorry.
That's
so
great.
And it's not, and I asked him recently, and he said he hasn't kept it up much. But The whole scam mail thing, my friend Jen, the other Jen that's here with us today, so, and I came up with our website, which is wingsandscaledreams.com, because I'm making scam mail and she's done costuming some fantastic costumes for us in the past. So.
Cool. And wings.
And wings. Evidently. Yes, fairy wings galore. That started off from last year's, we went to fairy weekend.
Yep.
And all of us were making wings left and right, and Jen is amazing creativity.
Well, and that brings us kind of segued from the scale mail into what our costumes are going to be, because, of course, costumes are very important to, in the way that we handle Red Fest. So, Jen, why don't you go first, really,
okay,
on the costumes?
Well, I had planned on being a pirate this year, and that didn't work out.
Oh, really?
So,
what?
Yeah. I ran out of time. Yeah, I ran out of time. And so I'm just going to wear what I wore last year, and I'm going to make I have a wool robe that I was working on. Hopefully it's cold enough to wear it. And I'm finishing that up, and I'll just add to what I already wore last year.
And what about
so,
Dave?
He's wearing what he wore too, but we're going to make him a hooded cape
cool.
to wear. So.
Can I make a point?
And
one of the
yeah.
reasons that I think we're going on this particular weekend is not because we do like the pirate thing, but we have found that generally when the weather is cooler, there are more cool people there.
Yeah, there's less.
Not so many
assholes.
Crazy people.
Yeah. Less rednecks.
Yeah, fewer
And, and you can also get away with a lot cooler outfits, because when it's really hot, you
yeah.
just can't wear those wool cloaks.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Yeah, it's true. You can, because there's so much layering involved,
yeah.
just
yeah.
in general, that unless you're going as a fairy or in your belly dancing outfit, it's, and even in the dancing outfit, it's hot.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I will be wearing the ears, too, again. I decided I'm going to make that a recurring theme. It will always be the ears with some costume.
The ears really freak people out.
They do.
They're
cool.
Really, they're
so real.
That's why I said that for the intro, but yeah, I paint them. It's just regular latex ears that you tack on, but I go in and I paint them to look more real with wax makeup. And I've had several people stop me and ask me if I had
why
them cosmetically changed.
Surgically
changed? Well, people put teeth in.
I know.
Teeth and horns and who knows.
There's
so.
Going to be somebody
that's
out there.
That's a little
there
extreme.
There has to be somebody out there who's all going to be a hobbit for the rest of their lives. This is a good idea.
I am a hobbit!
What do you do for hair implants on the
I
top of their
shoes.
Feet?
I dug my shoes.
Wow, that is over the
top. Oh, no. Can you take the fur off my back and put it on my
fur? Ew!
Okay. Oh, come on now.
Awesome.
Come on.
Okay, who else? Costume wise. Go ahead. What are you doing?
This is Charity, and I'm going to be a pirate. And I have stolen all of my costume pieces from various members here today.
About an hour ago,
yeah. I have a complete set now. I'm ready to go. All I need to go... I just need to go find a big belt. That's all.
Yeah.
I've already got everything else,
You're
I think.
You're wearing your chainmail. Yeah.
Right. Well, for... Stephanie and I work at a preschool, and so we have two costumes. We have to have our modest Halloween parade costume, and then we have to have our immodest Renaissance festival costume. So, for
how cold it is, you can still show skin.
That's right. That's
Absolutely.
Right. And you know, metal against your skin when it's 35 degrees. That's not so bad.
Yeah.
But
the metal actually warms to your skin.
That's true.
It's your skin temperature, so it's almost kind of, it's not insane.
It'll just be horrible when we're waking up on Saturday morning and going, I don't want to get dressed.
Yeah, high-pitched screaming from the two teams.
Yeah, that'll probably be when it'll be the worst.
Yeah.
But
Can
I'll be a pirate.
Coffee water just for a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
And Margaret has an awesome pirate costume.
Yes, when we first started going, I shelled out a lot of money on Maresca, who, if you have the money to spend, is a very, very good costume purveyor.
Yeah,
they have really nice stuff. Yeah, they have a cool website,
yeah.
but it moves really slow.
Yeah,
depending.
It's
yeah.
a lot of flash.
It's a lot of flash. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so my husband, who, when he dresses in his full pirate costume, has been compared to Captain Morgan many times.
And a great hat.
And a great hat. I think we have a picture of him in costume. I'm thinking hat this year.
Yeah, hats really make it.
Every year I buy like one little something.
I think we do have a picture of Mark in costume on our gallery already. Oh, cool. So
we have a picture of everybody in this group on our gallery. Yeah, we sure do.
Okay, cool.
Even you. I have the full pirate.
Oh, great. Pirate.
So I got my pirate on.
Are you going to go ahead and wear it, or are you going to do something else?
I'm probably gonna do that, like the original pantaloons that I haven't worn since like the first year.
Yeah.
Instead of the skirt. Well, depending on what the weather's like.
You could do what I'm doing and do the pantaloons with the skirt hiked up.
Yeah.
Because I found research a long time ago.
The fabric that they use, it does get hot.
Yeah.
Is the only concern. And those pantaloons have been, especially with the big heavy corset, it just depends on what the weather's like.
Yeah.
But I'm.
We'll see.
I got it all.
Yeah, I found research of a courtesan somewhere where she had the skirt, but it's hiked up like all the way to her waist with the pantaloons underneath. And so that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to go ahead and finally buy the quintessential bodice that is so tight that the breasts come out.
They spill out.
Completely. So, since we know
where she'll be carrying her tanker to, between the double D and the double D in the middle.
So I figured
sunglasses,
might as
small
well go
animals.
Ahead.
Your ID.
There, you can put anything in there.
Okay, now that people know we have pictures on our website, we'll have increased traffic. That you said.
That's good. Hits, hits, hits.
Of course, it's last year. So
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we were all in our courses last year. So. That should increase traffic. People spend the most time on our gallery anyway. So, there you go. Yippee for us. All right, Seth, what are you doing?
The scale mail with my piratey, big poofy piratey skirt and probably some kind of fishnet hose and cool boots underneath. So, it's gonna be, like everyone, like I kind of wore my costume today just because I was bringing costumes to share, and so I figured I needed to keep what I was gonna wear.
Only Stephanie would wear a costume to a podcast recording.
Yeah.
It works though.
It does. I like to dress up.
I know you do.
And so I showed up and they're like, oh, why are you wearing a gypsy costume? I was like, shut up, it's not a pirate. Pirate and gypsy, they're really close.
If you say so. I know you have a toddler-sized Captain Hook costume.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I have that. Who's my daughter. It's Captain Hook. Yeah, because she
was
going to
She
was not going to do, there was no root time for Tinkerbell, and girl wasn't going to be Wendy, because as we all know, Wendy's kind of
wet blanket.
At best. So she's gonna be Captain Hook, dadgummit. But she's the girl Captain Hook.
Oh, good.
So she's got that covered. Yeah, turned out cute though.
That's good. And so what are you wearing this year, Jen?
I think I'm gonna go Bonnie Raitt on everybody and go man pirate with the corset and boots.
Cool.
I am boots, pants,
nice
jacket, hat,
awesome,
and the corset because. I got boobs.
Yep.
Use what you got. I understand completely. And if I can find swords and pistols and flintlocks and, bodice daggers and all that other kind of thing, I might also go heavily armed.
That's all we need.
Which with the boobs you might need to.
That's the easiest way to get, if your husband is like mine and doesn't always like to dress up, it's easy to get him to dress up by saying, here, wear this belt with several weapons. And then he says, weapons okay.
I got my husband in a pair of wings. Man wings for the fairy weekend last year by going, but baby, we'll buy you a sword.
And that brings me to the other reason we like going when it's a little colder. It's because didn't he wear red? Oh, red hair.
Yeah, he dyed his hair and also the back of his shirt.
Yes.
Consequently,
by the end of the day, his face
was
sunburned.
Looked like somebody had heaved his hip.
Yes. Because you don't get a sunburn really in the middle of the
not as bad. Yeah,
sunburn, yes. Heat stroke, no.
No.
Right.
Which
right.
was also courted a number of times.
Right.
Yeah.
Something about alcohol and. Warm.
Yeah.
Something about the mead.
Another thing, the cold weather. I have a large fur coat.
Oh, yes. It's awesome.
Oh, yes, we can hide fur coat. No less than 3 bottles of mead in the hood of a
hood. And in Mark's pants.
In Mark's pants. Yes. So you bring in warm mead, or just mead, and have someone warm it up for you, actually. But yeah,
like
it's the
mead.
Drinking the warm mold spice to. In the mead that is fantastic when the weather is cold. Mm-hmm. So we've had cold weather before where it was like a high of 40 and that was just like all the beautiful cloaks came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff, but
I had to buy one.
That was the first weekend, the first year I went, I think.
I had nothing. I had no coat. I had no nothing.
Because you think the layers of your pirate costume would have been warm enough, but not that.
Yeah.
It's like edging closer and closer.
Well, the first
to
the year I went, Bart and I came together.
Hey. And what? We got to be good friends.
We got to be real good friends.
What, Charity?
The first year I went, Bart and I came together, and by the end of the first night, we had moved into each other's sleeping bags. because we were so cold. We had zipped our sleeping bags together and made it one. And we were.
I think that was the first year
cold.
And Dave came.
Yeah.
And it was funny because when we first got there, we were setting up and we were like, oh my gosh,
we were
so hot.
Yes.
And all of us had peeled everything off.
That was
then,
the year I was asshole.
Yes, that was the year Stephanie was asshole with Brunfest, which we'll talk about later. Yeah, this one she.
2 years ago?
She dumped the water on Jim. And so it was hot, we were sweating, it was horrible. We all stripped down to as little as we could have. And I think we brought some stuff, you know, to be prepared either way.
Yeah,
I didn't think we were prepared for it to be that cold.
No, we weren't.
And then
we were literally sitting in the fire.
And then it's there until 10:30 at night, and it was still nice
and
warm.
Well, it started raining.
And it started
what
raining.
Happened.
Yeah. It didn't
and
come
then
in
it
until
got
midnight
cold.
Or so. Cold. Yeah, while we were sleeping.
And we were all
Google.
We're camping, like
yes.
Charity mentioned, in tents outside.
This is not kidding.
And this is Texas.
This is not cabins.
Yeah, this is Texas, so most of us don't have like Arctic gear.
Yeah, I know.
No,
so.
And it's like I actually do have some pretty cold camping gear because I've gone camping in cold conditions. But I didn't bring that. I brought a sheet to put on top.
Yeah, we're talking about we're in southern Texas.
Bag, yeah, it was laying on top of the air mattress, and it was the cloak of infinite warmth I brought on a wind that I slept on top.
What kind of armor do you have on that?
Yeah, it swayed inside. It's got to be at least 30 armor.
Plus 5 intellect.
A what?
Well, plus 5 intellect.
So, yeah, it's a full circle of cloth that is suede lined and faux fur on the outside.
It's very awesome.
It
wasn't very nice
cloak.
To my sewing machine.
No.
But
that was a. I was supposed to be wearing, that year was the year I was going to wear a skimpy little leather type corset and a little leather skirt with a linen skirt, and it was going to be freaking cold.
That
and
was
like
Celtic.
The night before.
Yeah,
all
that
the
was the Celtic, yeah.
Yeah, I had my woading on my face and everything that we'd done, and and the day before, it was no chance of it being higher than like 40 degrees, and I went to the cloth store and like found the last
it
of
was.
This material and went over to Angela's house and was like, Angela, I need a cloak.
Please
help me.
We moved all the furniture and
I think there are pictures of that on our website.
Yes,
and your, was it woading? Is that what you called?
Yeah.
The
it was
picture
blue.
Now,
in
the blue. Yeah.
Speaking of woading. Yeah, Jen, I, when we were in,
or
yeah.
I,
yeah, sorry. We have 2 Jens, and so we call them one Jen Y and one Jen I together because of the different
the
ways
Jenny,
they spell
it. Jenny and Jen.
Jenny and Jen. But they both prefer to be called Jen, and so it's always fun and confusing. But
this one,
the new Jen, yes. And I, because we are not least, flew all the way to Oregon to go to Fairy Worlds this year.
Yes.
And we got real woading done.
It was real. You have pictures?
Of course
I have pictures. It didn't last half as long as it was supposed to, though, and I don't think the lady knew what she was doing. But it was blue, and we were woaded, and we were excited.
We were
woaded.
So explain to people what that is, woading.
Woading is the Celtic equivalent, kind of the Mendi henna of the East Indian culture. Woading is of the more Welsh, Irish, Celtic, Druidic, that side of the world.
Braveheart.
Basically, think Braveheart. It's indigo that's been crushed and pasted. It's painted on. Much in the same way as henna, and in different designs and symbols and that kind of things. And it comes out this, for those of us that are pale as underbelly of a frog pale, comes out this beautiful, beautiful deep denim blue, indigo blue.
So, and that's woting.
Yeah.
So it's an Irish thing.
Well, that year, I had not done real woting. I basically had navy blue eyeliner. And that's what we drew on my face and my arms, so to do it. But it was so cold, you barely even saw it on me. So, and
the goosebumps kind of obscured some of
it. Yeah, the goosebumps.
Yeah. Hated me that happened.
Yeah, no. That's what woting. Sorry. We were talking.
No. So, do y'all think it's going to be cold this year?
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so too.
Considering how many layers there are in my entire outfit.
Yeah.
That was kind of the hope, was it would be colder, because when it is colder, like, people from around the area will just show up, and it's like Jen has mentioned, the rednecks, and they don't necessarily mean that derogatory because I come from, I'm a sixth generation.
Yeah, most of us are rednecks.
Right.
Yeah.
We do live in Texas.
So we do live in Texas.
Yeah, but we're talking about the ones that seem to think that this is like, the NASCAR leftovers. Yeah. I mean, seriously, guys, it's not a racetrack here.
Yeah.
They show up, they stay anyways, even though they see it's not a racetrack.
And
they sure about
you know,
that.
They sing country music at the top of their lungs in the middle of the campsite.
Oh, boy, we're talking about that.
I left for 2 minutes. We're talking about Rin, you know, coming over and making fun of us for wearing costumes. Like, excuse me. Do you know
where you are?
Do you realize that most of us have swords?
And they're only required to be piece tied inside the ground.
That's
and
so
a few
funny.
Of us have concealed carry, and we're not telling us. Not gonna
show of hands.
Pack and heat, baby.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's where we probably don't have one up on most of the rednecks. Yeah.
But the thing is,
draw the sword the
it's
quickest.
The element of surprise.
It is. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There.
And they think we're all crazy hippies, and you know,
and
we
why would a crazy hippie have a gun?
Just keep thinking.
There is a that is contradictory about being a crazy hippie/pirate costume wearing
elf with a gun
person who has a concealed carry. There is nothing.
There is nothing.
I think the yuppies, it's the yippies.
That's why
the
anomaly podcast. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I think my most vivid memory of my first camping experience at RinFest was the RV parked just next door with the Dixie flags curled and flying in the wind. And when they started drinking about, what time was it? About 6 o'clock in the evening? But later, after they started sleeping off whatever it was they were drinking, it was cool because the whole area is loaded with tents and people and their own their groups.
Huge army tents to little bitty,
pup
tents.
Yeah,
and massive RVs.
It was so cool because it was like echoing huzzah. Someone would start huzzah, and then you'd hear huzzah on the other side of, and they were all answering each other like flocks of birds. It was very, very cool.
And I haven't heard Dawn Patrol in a while, but I remember like my first few years, someone would do Dawn Patrol. Oh. Those were the jerks that stayed up all night like drinking and around the bonfire. And so they were up, and the sun was coming up. So they decided everyone else should get up.
Yes.
And they would come up with a bell or something loud or a drum going, Dawn Patrol! Boom.
We usually get up pretty early, though, because just to
get
the
costume.
Get in costume and everything.
The gate opens at
and
nine,
also because
so,
Jim gets excited when camp because you can have beer and queso before 10.
Oh, yes.
That you gotta have an occasion to break. When you get to break it, that's when you get up, roll out of bed, have your beer as your coffee's getting made.
Yes.
It's camping. It's what you do.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead,
Jerry. I was saying, for those of you non-Texans, queso is one of the premier things to eat in Southern Texas. And
as Bart does not bring the massive can of Rico's cheese again, we will be good.
That's not doing that again.
Yes.
Than
that was awful.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But directly in the fire.
Yeah.
Which was really freaking me out.
Why is he the person that brings that?
I don't know.
Bart's dream idea was to have one of the when you go to the theater and they have the Rico cheese or the gas station and the Rico cheese pumps. He wanted one of those. I almost got one for him for his birthday, but they're like $300 to get one. That was what he wanted. We should all.
$300 Rico cheese machine would make the man perfectly happy to attend to the rest of his life. We'll find a way.
We've got ten people.
We could probably talk them out of an old.
Yeah, I agree. Okay,
there you go.
It's also most of the time cold at night and hot during the day, so we get up early because. It's a good reason to get out and start a fire and all stand huddled around it.
Yes.
And have your warm meat.
Come 9 a.m., there's a cannon that goes off to announce the darn gates are open.
Boo! Yeah, and this is Texas again. We'll go back to that CHL deal and the handgun carrying thing. You hear a cannon going off and you're asleep. Someone's liable to get shot.
I remember one year. Was it last year, Stephanie? When... I went to bed early because I was cold and the heat from the fire wasn't cutting it for me. And all the guys were with you around, our guys were with you around the campfire. And I found out the next morning that you woke up by yourself in front of the fire and these two people you didn't know were warming themselves at our campfire.
No, I did not hear about that.
It was year before last. Yeah. That was when I was... Friendfest. We have a tradition where each year
someone's the
dude, and it was early, and then it started to rain, and I was running around in the water going, it's lightning and thunder,
it's the earth,
and I think I'll stand in the middle of a large field in the middle of a puddle and wait to get struck by lightning
in our belly dancing costumes when it's cold.
Yeah,
let's not
forget. And we were running around and everyone else was huddled underneath the little overhang to get out of the rain, and I was like, why are you getting out of the rain, it's perfectly fine, it's nice and warm rain, I like the rain, it's raining,
and the awning caught the rain, and then you thought, I'm gonna push this up, and it fell all over my husband
twice. Yeah,
and that is why you were dubbed.
Because I got someone who didn't want to be wet completely.
Six.
Yeah, that was only had enough tech not to deck you for it.
Yeah, that's genius. And that's the year that I fell asleep in front of the bonfire when I finally shut up and settled down and woke up, and there were two strange people. I'm like, excuse me. Who are you?
Where's my gun? But they usually, people just like, they're friendly. They'll come over and talk to you and shoot the breeze. And
Victor, you left that raccoon in the washing machine.
That's right. The two crazy guys. Those guys.
That was from 2004. I think.
Is that the first year or the second
first,
year?
Well, the first year we all went together. Mm-hmm. Or the first, the original group or whatever. And we... That was when the two guys came who we think were carnies, and they gave knives to everyone.
Yeah, little pocket knives.
And they had wood, and, we had a place to burn it, or they had something.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I remember.
But I just remember them sitting and drinking. And the thing is, though, is that Jim and Craig decided
stories.
To engage them. That's that was the main thing, is that they kept talking to them. And one of Jim's best qualities and worst qualities is that
he can
talk
to
anyone
yeah.
and at about anything, and it's pretty fun.
Are you talking about the pocket knife guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then which year was the guy who was twirling
Victor,
the ball?
Or
like
no,
the guy,
Gilbert.
This great.
Yes, but it was kind of like from the guy from when David Bowie from Labyrinth has the that ball.
Yeah.
Juggling.
It's the juggling.
And that guy just wandered into
called?
Camp.
It was like balls. I don't remember.
He was on his way to he'd been abandoned on the side of the road
puppy. He was hitchhiking around the world, and that was like not the world, but around the US, and he was talking about how he went to rainbow festivals.
Let's just say he had hemp pants on.
Just in case.
I think he did.
Yeah.
No, but he was
probable.
Yeah, and I remember that year, the guy I was dating decided to sit down with him and talk about the rules of life and the world, and why it's important to get a job, suck off somebody. And
oh, was he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he also is the one that got lost looking for me.
Uh-huh. Well, that happened to me my year.
Yeah.
I just sat down in the because somebody had put a tent. In my path to the bathroom. And I was like an ant. You know how when you're like ants, you like put your finger in the ant trail and then they're like, oh crap, what do we do? And that was exactly me. And that's I lost my glasses. And then I just realized
that I was completely lost, and I just sat. I just sat down, going, Jim! And luckily, he was also not doing too well. Well, he was doing very well, and he had taken one of his mandolin to somebody else's camp that happened to be right by where I was crying. And he was like, I think I hear my girlfriend.
At the time, yeah.
At the time, we weren't married yet. I think I hear my girlfriend. Oh, hi, honey. You doing okay? I'm sitting here crying. No, I'm not okay. How are you?
It was tanked in my pad.
It just...
So what are our predictions for this year?
What as to who will be?
Who has been? Okay, so Angela's been the. And I
Bart was.
And
Bart was. Last year.
That's Bart.
That's
normal
Bart.
For him.
That's really
that's
normal for Bart.
Yeah.
Okay.
One,
don't let her BS you.
So, but you know that's Bart when he's in a kilt.
Yeah.
Yes.
He goes. The
all
real
out.
Way.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have
he's
made
serious.
That kill for him.
Yeah, that's your fault. I blame you.
So he wasn't last
Mark
year.
No,
so then who was last year?
Me
by
last
the way.
Year.
Mark
so you were 2 years
oh.
in a row?
No.
You
I'm
were
sorry.
06.
No,
it
was Josh
they wanted
last
him to
year.
Wear it to Gagfest this year.
And
there were numbers. There were a number of requests that he wear it to Gagfest this year. He did not.
He didn't.
No. He
I'm
wore.
Glad
he
was
wore
was
it when we went to Phoenix to go see our friends, and then he wore it to the California Ren Fair.
Cool.
With
I'm
his,
a kilt
with his cowboy
right
hat and his sandals and his pirate shirt. So
awesome.
Yeah, the kilt's very much a hit.
That's cool. I made how many kilts did I make? 9, 10. I think I made 10 kilts.
Those for Amber and Todd's
oh, for
wedding.
Amber's
yeah.
wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what it was. For.
And then when Bart said he won one, I was like. Okay, and Mark said, okay, I'm already making it up. Just let me
why not?
He's out.
So we figured out who the was last year.
Yeah, last year it was Josh.
Josh.
Yes.
Josh.
That's who
got.
It was.
Yeah,
that is true.
But the thing is, though, is like, see, I feel like now that I've already done it,
I'm off. Yeah,
yeah
I'm off.
Yeah. You
off
never
it.
Know who's going to be. It could be me this year.
And
you
don't
know,
just,
I mean,
it's
you
not necessarily
be.
Intentional. You could just,
right. could just be the jerk. And if this, yeah.
Stomp your foot moment and decide you're
right.
not going to play in anybody
it's,
else's sandbox right
it's
now.
Like it's like Survivor, and only you can't vote them out of the camp.
Yeah. So. They come back next season.
That's so
it
true.
It is kind of like a reality show.
So, it remains to be seen if you can be the twice. And not get voted out.
True.
Yeah.
True.
That's
true.
One of those will give you one.
Uh-oh. He's doing good. He's done good so far.
Yeah.
But no one on the podcast can hear him because we've done that before where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry the baby's crying. And then when I listen to the podcast, I'm like.
Because I edited
that
it out.
Sound, oh, really?
Yeah, you could hear him a little
you
bit. But it's
little.
Not that big deal. I mean, people know podcasters do their shows in the living room.
Uh-oh.
So.
Oh, here he comes.
Bad daddy.
He was having a good nap.
Oh, he was?
You know where the daddy backpack is?
I think it's in the downstairs.
Downstairs what?
Don't
say
closet.
Funny.
Don't say anything funny at all.
I don't know. Daddy backpack was kind of funny.
Yeah. It's the daddy backpack. I don't really use it because it's a lot easier for me just to kind of... you know, football him or something. I'm just carrying him around.
That's so
well, you know what? We haven't talked about anything actually about Renfest itself.
Yeah. Oh my
so.
God, we haven't. All we've talked about is camping.
You're talking.
And costumes.
But to be honest, costumes. Though, when you've gone as many times as most of us have, especially Stephanie,
it's
the main thing is the camaraderie and the camping and the costuming
yes.
and that.
Well, there you go. You know what I have to mention
please.
About actual RenFest that has not yet been brought up and is completely unrelated to costumes, but damn, is that the best apple dumpling you've ever had ever.
Yes!
Every year, go in
yes.
and get on Sunday. I will pay
the
for an entire RenFest
French
fried
potatoes. No more crawfish for
oh,
me ever.
Man,
I have
so
to say that because I did not partake in alcohol last year and I was pregnant, I ate and ate.
The food
and
is good.
It is really good.
Except
that apple,
for the crawfish that she had.
You know what's funny?
Yeah,
I went home that weekend and missed him so badly in the night. Like,
oh,
got
I
out of bed.
Some.
So I figured out how to make them.
That's what I did.
I have to help when they're gone.
My personal favorite is the steak on a stick.
Pastry. What is yeah. it? I'm sorry.
My personal favorite is the steak on a stick.
Steak on a yeah. stick.
Not the chicken. Not the chicken. The steak on a stick.
Anything on a stick.
But you gotta stay away from the whole Polish thing that has the funky mushroom dumplings.
Yeah, no.
They have all kinds of things.
They serve them with mustard. Yeah.
The cabbage soup.
Like ravioli with mustard.
The sausage is good.
No, the sausage is good. Yeah. It's just the mushroom dumplings
and
mustard.
Bowl.
It's just kind
the
of
bread bowl.
The bread bowl is good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's you will find everything at Renfest and all kinds of food because it is so huge. It's like over 60 acres, I want to say. Or 16. 60 or 16.
That's a big difference.
I would say
60. Yeah, sorry. 16 acres, that they have different areas where it's German food served, there's Mexican food served,
Russian.
There's Russian food served.
I don't think there's a Mexican
just,
section.
You know, your staple turkey legs.
No. Yeah, those just mean at your intersection you can't get turkey legs.
Yes.
Oh yeah, turkey legs.
And beer.
Staple.
Well, you know, and you know what, we say, oh yes, of course, turkey legs. But when Jen and I were in Oregon at the Fairy Worlds, no turkey legs.
Oh, no.
Is that another Texas thing?
No, that was because they had tofurkey dogs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Seriously, they had a hemp hut that we could all sit in the shade on the woven carpets, which were not woven by children in Afghanistan. They had a sign. They had so Afghani labor used in the carpets or something. I don't know. It was fun, but they were like bad hippies.
Organic salads, organic everything.
Which were tasty. The organic
salads. What's an organic salad?
Well, apparently they don't use any MSG
they don't take
in
the
salad
out.
Dressing.
Whatever.
No extra protein. Come on.
They don't take the bugs.
Yeah, that could have been in there too. I don't know. But it tasted good. So, you know, I'm not
I was
asking.
Like, there's no turkey legs. Really, you're
but they had Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah,
go figure. Don't forget.
You know, that's one of those things where it's like, really? Really?
There are seriously?
You know, PETA is just freaking crazy, okay?
Okay, we don't want to
PETA, no. PETA has too much time on their hands. End of story. Okay?
I think we have audience in California.
Sometimes PETA has some very...
Well, the fact remains, you can get turkey legs at the Texas Renaissance Fair because it's a Renaissance Fair that...
Is
it truly a Renaissance meat
yes.
And we like our meat on the bone.
True.
It's something we embrace pretty heartily. You know, don't get me wrong, we like vegetarians. They're nice.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
They're, you know,
especially with the mustard.
Yes.
But my
come on.
But my yearly trek for a turkey leg, and I don't even eat all of it, is to the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Time, but
are we hungry?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Well, I'm thinking about the steak on a stick now, and I really want one. I really want
you know, just
I just want a steak on a stick.
I'll be working there. Let me know what I need to bring
back. Ourselves and stuff ourselves.
I think I remember you. I had to have you recourse at me one day.
Yes. It was immediately following the turkey leg.
Yes,
I remember correctly. We sat down for the turkey leg.
Yeah, it was right after that.
Just
pain.
Yes.
At least I admitted it.
So, well, but then does it make sense to go through the trouble of stuffing ourselves and lacing and dressing ourselves and then stuffing ourselves?
Yeah.
I don't understand why we don't just go ahead and go in a sack and belt.
Seriously. Because that'll be sack and belt weekend.
These days we'll have a sack and belt Sunday.
Isn't that what the mud show does?
I'm sorry, what?
The mud show?
The mud show. That's what they wear.
Dude,
oh,
there were mud people.
Gosh.
Were they as cool as our mud people?
No, they
showed up in mud.
And they were like eating on the ground. Like they
ew.
Got a water plate and they were eating with their hands and they were covered in mud. And it was like their costume and they acted it out.
Yeah, that's one of those things you don't want to get in character. You just, people don't watch that. It's weird.
Oh.
That and the old lady in the cat suit. Yes, no. Old lady in
this
a brown
is
cat
fairy.
Suit.
This is
fairy world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here.
So this
not
is why
this.
Renaissance
and what about
Fair is so much more superior. Because this woman had to be like grandma somebody. Grandma.
Great grandma.
Gray with sausage and brown suit.
Yeah.
Who was actually walking around the fair, sniffing at her nose and pawing at her face and sniffing
and
people in a unitard, a brown unit.
Oh, yeah.
Woman looked like a potato.
But
potato with whiskers.
Texas Renaissance
Festival. People wear clothes.
They do.
Well,
no.
Well,
yeah.
Chainmail, but it's
we are. already talked about the rednecks, case in point.
Well, yeah.
They just run around in shorts.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Actually, and she did not look bad.
And you will find...
What was that lady last year who was in basically jewelry? It wasn't even chainmail. Do you remember her?
Yeah,
you
talked about
the one that we got pictures
she
of.
She had the bob. All I have to say is if my mom looked pictures. Like that, I would not wear much...
Is that the one that we had a picture of with Barb?
And she had, like, a six-month-old baby with her.
No.
I was very jealous.
No, are you talking about the fairy that had the chainmail fairy? Because she
had
no wings.
Yes.
We have pictures of that. She's on the Ringlord forum. And, in fact, I've emailed her boyfriend. Her boyfriend is in the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
That made it.
Yeah.
They've completed some more of the outfit and added more to it. She had fairy wings made of chainmail.
But it's all real tiny, though. For the chainmail is not... The rest of us were going... Seriously, and just a word of warning, I tell you what, I ever worked out to the point of looking like that, I'm gonna be in chainmail and not a whole lot of it either.
Agreed.
Or what was that Arthur costume that we decided one of these years we're going to go in braided leather?
Yes, I still want to do that.
That would be fun.
Just as soon as we all get post body far enough, we are going in braided leather and not much else.
But even so, I think we do need to plan on doing a full
just
guard.
Just like straight up barb.
Yeah.
Just all leather.
We could do it.
Exactly.
Dude, I'm working
for
a guy that can hook us up.
If we start planning
now.
I'm working for a guy that can hook us up with that. Phoenix's booth does leatherworking, and I've got to mention it to
him. Oh, he does.
I need some bodyworking before I get to the leatherworking.
We can organize
but
that, too.
We can organize that, too.
Hey, we have a gym.
Just say, we have a gym
at where I work.
Sorry. You don't want stalkers.
No, I am not.
Oh, what was I going to tell you? Oh, no, I saw Barbarians. Freak the first year.
We have
a picture on our forum, or on our gallery, of this guy in a purple tutu.
No. It's just purple fur.
Purple fur tutu. It was just around his waist.
Like a loincloth?
Yeah.
Of purple fur?
It was, yeah. And it was like fuzzy and puffy, yeah. Why?
That's it. But purple fur.
But,
and he was white as the day is long. And, yeah.
It
was a diaper.
They're not all, most of the people that come to Ren Faire are in costume. A lot of them are. And there are some really primo ones.
Yes.
And the question I wanted to ask is, what was your favorite costume that you saw in all the Renaissance festivals you've been going to? Is there one in particular?
Not including people who work there.
Not including people that work there.
Right. Just people in... from the area.
Well, sometimes you can't tell.
When we went the very, very first year that I went with you...
And Stephanie.
That I went with Stephanie, and it was like 97 or something, and there was the guy who was like 6'4", who was in the, who dressed as a blackberry, and a dark fairy, and he had these giant like dragon wings, and he was...
And he had
the
hooves.
No,
it
was not
the guy with
it
the
wasn't
hooves.
A year
you
went,
it
was
just Angela and I.
It was the first time I ever went at all, and he was
awesome. It was goth fairy before it was cool to be goth fairy. I mean...
It was gorgeous. It was a gorgeous outfit. And that one sticks out. Yeah. And he was real skinny, you know, lanky kind of. And it was in dark hair, you know, and dark skin. And he just like, he was amazing.
Fantastic. But yeah, some of the people that do the fairy costumes, I think, really go full out.
Yeah.
I know we did. We had the fairies that worked there that were coming up to us and going,
yeah.
Their little fairy speak and
I
you know,
loved Angela's wings. Angela's wings last year were the bomb.
Yeah, Angela was our Mother Earth.
Mother
fairy.
Earth.
So she
yes.
had sticks with little leaves and
the thing is,
branches.
We have.
So they were very
pictures.
Hazardous to your eyes.
They were really cool looking.
Jim had to keep a wide berth around me as we walked around.
Approach from directly.
Everyone had to keep. I remember when all of us were walking in a row.
Yeah.
People were just having to go all the way around the entire group.
Yes, because our row had about
a 30-foot wingspan.
On each side of each other
yes.
person.
Yeah. So we all had to be
it's
a few
like
feet away from each other.
Close to each other.
Yeah.
You just stagger.
Sorry, stagger.
Yeah.
Didn't you get yelled at last year?
Dude, how many times have you?
No. No, when you were trying to take pictures of us. Trying to take pictures of all of our wings.
I
yelled at you for
standing.
Oh,
yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
That was very bizarre.
Was, like yelling at you in German or something like that?
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, that was, we were
he
all,
was trying to
they have a gigantic.
Get you off the bench and stand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
well,
right,
no,
the cost, at the
yeah.
contest.
It was
yeah.
at the,
it
was at the cost
oh,
it
was at the contest.
They have a
jousting
thing.
very large arena where they did live jousting and chariot rides, and they had a fairy costume contest.
Which Stephanie almost won then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you lady. I totally went in character too. I went all out trying to be a geeky little fairy. But there was some chick, and I kid you not, I give full props to. It was hot that day. She was wearing a full fur, like, griffin, white griffin outfit with wings and full plush. Like, you see the people that are in the gorilla suits on the side of the road? Like that. Yeah. And I was like, she had fangs and everything, and I was just like, you know what, dude? I can't even tell if you're a dude or a chick, and you win. But no, they have this gigantic arena, something like you might see in Roman times. It's just gigantic to see everybody at the end of the night for fireworks.
We were all there in the evening for the fireworks.
And so I wanted to take pictures of everybody, so I stepped down a few on the benches with standing in, I guess, to take everyone in their fairy wings from behind and from in front, just to get the full costume effect of everybody, and got yelled at for it.
That was just really weird to me, because that had never happened.
Because I think the dude is German.
Because generally people are very nice. That's one thing, is mean people don't go to the Renaissance Festival. They don't.
They can't, but they don't go
to the Festival. Right. They don't, right? And uptight people generally don't, you know, do this kind of thing.
No, that kind of uptight, crazy person who's not really a fun, more stick in the mud, aren't going to go, yay, Renaissance Festival. Let's dress up.
Let's dress up like a fairy.
And do keep in mind, like, we dress to the nines. We do dress up well enough that the people that work there are going, dude, where'd you get those wigs?
Yes.
But that's not necessarily the case. You do not have to go in costume. You will see those young high school guys that are wearing regular t-shirt. And
their Slayer t-shirts.
Yeah, and their blue jeans and their Converse and a cloak.
There you go.
What I think is very cute, though, are the little girls, I guess, who were
the Disney princesses.
Those little kids.
They're cute. But I see, like, high school girls probably from surrounding high schools that are like, oh, I'm bored, let's go to the Renaissance Festival. And they have, like, jeans, a poofy half shirt, and a little bitty corset vest.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that show their midriff, and I think it's kind of cute.
They're so cute. They're like little...
Right, and then the fairy wings that they picked up from Party City.
Yeah, Party City fairy wings. I've been going since I was a kid with my family, and there's the family aspect of it.
There's the family campground.
Family campgrounds where it's completely kid appropriate to bring a child.
Don't they have lights out?
Yeah, they have lights out and quiet after 9.
I think it's after 9 or 10 o'clock. It's lights out, generators off. You can't make, you know, it's a sound and light.
Yeah, which is cool. I mean,
you could probably hear the assholes screaming around the bonfire, you know, a mile away.
At least it's not right next door.
It's a pretty big area, because not only is the Renaissance Festival, like, you don't just camp around the Renaissance Festival. It is, like, on the property of the Renaissance Festival where we camp. And it's pretty, it's controlled, too. Like, it's right there. You know, when you go there, you're kind of ready to rough it. But at the same time, I was very happy that they added some entrepreneur added
a brilliant
right at the edge of the camp on the property, that they sell ice and candy and beer. You know, they sell all kinds of just
because it used to be like a 15-minute drive.
Bathroom over there.
Yeah,
and possibly a shower.
Yeah,
you're gonna have the Halloween weekend off to.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I will be off to be with you guys. Okay. There's nothing to keep me from that.
Okay, just checking.
Oh, from your stuff.
Wild horses.
It's true.
We could get some, though. It'd be fun.
I could hook you up.
Okay.
The massage, they have massage therapists there. And last year, and there's some video footage of you getting your massage.
Really?
Yes. David and I were looking for you guys, and we were sitting outside of this, I guess, what is it? Like a...
Tent.
Not a tent or
not
something.
Not a tent, because it's
a structure. Yeah. So we were sitting at a bench watching you just have the last parts of your massage, and she was just turning your head. And I don't know if your Deanna Troi's senses picked us up or what, because you're sitting on the table, and she turns your head to one direction. She starts to turn it back, and you make your head go back, and we have the camera on you. And did you see this big smile come on your face? So was it a bad massage or a good massage?
For what I paid for, it was not a good massage, because the lady found out that I was less than 12 weeks pregnant and freaked out and wouldn't give me a real massage. But we had already paid for it, so they were like, oh, we'll give you a pregnancy massage. And she gave me a massage like I was 8 months
month, you know, about to pop, put me on my side. I mean, I'm literally, like, not even showing at all. I can definitely, I had just had a massage from my sister, like, 2 weeks before, which was fine, and it deep tissue, and baby's fine, and everybody's fine. So it's, like, it was just very bizarre. And so I, she was all kid gloves, and I'm, like, I didn't come here to...
To get a little rub.
You know, I can get some of my friends to do that. You know,
and
I
not
can,
pay for it.
And not pay for it. So I was like, if I'm paying the amount of money, I want somebody to like
so
step on me.
It was like the Tonka trucks and salad tongs on Friends that Ross
yeah.
gave.
It was kind of like that. So I mean, you know, I mean, I understand completely where they're coming from about me, but
liability really
would have been. I kind of wish it would have been on a little sheet that you filled out
yeah.
that if you are at all pregnant, just don't.
Yeah.
Because we had already paid them, and so it was like, I would have felt bad if we were like, well, just give us our, you know.
Well, Angela and I went, the year we went, it actually rained some in the middle of the day. It's near the coast, so you get the afternoon showers sometimes when we were going. And so there was a massage booth, and they had no one there,
the
and it started
one.
Raining. And
it
so
rained.
We got massages, I think we got like two or three in a row. When
yeah,
it was
we
raining, just, and we just kept getting massages. So here we're writing another check because it's raining and there's nothing else to do. And so we have gotten good massages there in
yeah,
the past.
That's
it's just
what I'm saying.
Freaking out over the.
They were freaking out about the pregnancy, but I understand completely. But it was just sort of a weird.
And
situation.
We have to tell them about the tradition, which would be the first morning, Saturday morning. You go in and you immediately go to what booth?
What booth? The
braiding. Hair braiding.
Oh
hair
yes.
Which we have to decide. Are we going to do that this year? Now that we're being parents.
Well,
I always do it.
Angela does to get it off her neck if it's hot. I won't do it if it's gonna be cool. I'll wear my hair down just for more.
Or you can just do the top though.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on whether or not
it keeps your hair clean
do, like,
too.
Hat as well.
Keeps
yeah.
your hair clean
yeah.
when you don't have showers.
I have kind of
that
hair where it's so fine though. It doesn't matter how I sleep on it. It will be frizzy the next day and I have to take it down. So that's why it's like how much money do I want to spend on hair that goes past my waist that's gonna cost me $40 that I can wear one day.
Again, you can just do the top if it's.
Yeah.
I like it, and that's something I do every year. In fact, I just got my hair cut, and I was like, is it going to be okay to get braided every this one's festival?
I don't know. Like, last year, I didn't have the layers, so.
No, there's different types of braids that you can
yeah.
do, and it says specifically for layered hair.
Yeah.
Like, there's some that won't work for layered hair at all, and there's some that are specifically for layered hair.
Yeah.
So, because mine was layered
but
last year.
But it is
year.
Nice to know if it does get hot during the day that there's a little
that option
booth
is available.
Full of professionals that'll manhandle your tresses and get them up off of your neck. And
they're good.
And,
yeah.
I mean, and they're... Those ladies aren't shy either. They got a pull and prosh and
oh, yeah.
squeeze
that's
and to get it up
yeah,
there.
They
but
do.
I tell you what, they should stay.
The only thing
stuff.
I don't like is that the booth moves.
Yeah, it's not always where you think it's going.
It's not always right. It's like. It's
where's
in
the
it's in Sherwood. Where is the shoe? Why?
Yeah.
Why
it's
do I have to
bad.
Walk halfway around?
Which brings a really good point, both Ooh. For the booths in the back as well as because. You're on the grounds when you camp, but not in the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable shoes.
Comfortable
yes.
shoes.
Yes.
I mean, the cute shoes are great,
yes.
but yeah,
you're
invest
be walking
in shoes.
Alone.
Last year, I ditched my shoes after an hour and suffered with horrible blisters the entire weekend.
Yeah.
And then I remember I borrowed Amber's shoes, I think, or your shoes,
mm-hmm.
because I was barefoot, and finally the gravel started getting to the bottom of my feet.
Oh.
So I had blisters on the bottom of my feet, I had blisters on the sides of my feet from the shoes rubbing on me for the first 2 hours of walking.
You know
and I generally had... Well, I had gone to the first aid booth.
I did too.
To get stuff.
And you have those little ballerina flats like I did.
Yes, and they
too.
Were awful.
Horrible.
Oh, God.
I was barefoot fairy after the first hour.
Yeah,
yeah I was, but then the gravel was so.
See, I don't have tender feet.
I do.
Unless they're
yeah.
shoes.
And I have a very hard arch, so it was just really. It hurt my arch a lot.
And I have just learned you go barefoot. I have calluses on my feet. I like it that way. And if I can, if it's not freezing cold, I will go barefoot.
Yeah.
My other option is boots. We're talking big ass pirate
combat
boots.
Boots.
No, that's like you talk about special purchase every year. You get something special this year. It's the boots. It's the absolute.
Yeah. I got those a couple years ago. So I'm
it's
sad.
The type
See,
of girly
yeah.
shoes. You're gonna get rocks in them. It's gonna
tell
be.
Tell me
boots.
That's your shoes. I'm trying to find where they're gonna be comfortable.
I don't remember. I'd have to look.
Yeah. I got some. I'm sorry.
You got some.
They sell them at the Renaissance Festival, but I ordered mine online, and this is why I'm disappointed that I can't be a pirate, because I have these awesome boots that come up to about right here, and they fold over.
Yeah.
And they came from, I bought them on a website, SAC, or is it SCA?
Society for Play
and Acronyms. Yeah, that's the name of their company, too. So, anyway.
Are they comfortable?
They are. David's, that's the same company his came from. His King, King Henry boots. I don't have the costume that I wanted to wear, and I'm not going to wear what I wore the first year because it was lame. So.
It was good.
We have stuff. If you
want to
be a pirate, we have stuff.
Hey, I had nothing when I showed up today, and look at what I've got now. Seriously.
They hooked you up.
Really? Yeah. I mean, really.
I have an entire closet for costumes alone.
All that stuff is Stephanie's.
Yes. You're welcome to find something that will work, and if you can't find something, we will find something for you.
Oh, I'm sure
it
you
will
could.
Be arranged.
I think I might get a cloak.
Yeah, just come naked because they'll redress you anyway. Because
I have my red cloak, but it's so specific for that costume that I need kind of a more muted color.
That was tempting, but I just figure, you know, be it in skirt or pant, be it pirate or barbarian, or one of these years I'm actually going to say screw everybody and I'm going Renaissance dadgummit because I can
full-time
reproduction Renaissance.
I know.
I just want to do it.
I feel
so
that way.
More fun to be a pirate.
I know, and that's how I feel too.
To make the Renaissance,
and also
you know
it's fun to be a pirate.
It
is fun to make the Renaissance, but also the Renaissance.
All weekend you're gonna be
you can't
going.
Do boobs in Renaissance.
Yes,
not real.
I think I'm gonna.
Up too high.
You should repeat that.
Okay.
It's not frothy. It's just not.
It's more fun to make,
but it is, but incredibly fun to make. I mean, right down to the black.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Charity has something she wanted to suggest to me.
I think that Jen Y. should be a ninja.
Ninjas versus pirates.
Yes, so that all weekend people can come up to her and go, pirates are better than ninjas, and she can go,
Awesome.
So she'll be in a crowd of pirates and we'll be like, don't mess with us because we have a ninja.
Please say you'll do that.
And that would be fairly easy to do, I think.
Yeah.
All you really need is a lot of black. Yeah, and just put something over your face.
We need
and
to kind of wrap. We need something
the wrap
to make
around
it look
the OB,
right.
What is
it?
And definitely
the
have to have the thing.
The hood.
Yeah,
the hood
with the little
and definitely some like really funky wrapping.
And some weird like sword.
Yeah,
it
could order
some weird
split ratio.
Katana and a wakizashi.
Yes. Or you could have nunchucks. Nunchucks!
Nunchucks!
That's
samurai. Nunchucks!
That is true. How are you going to piece tie your nunchucks?
Tie them together.
Yeah. No, you still have a sleeve of some sort.
That is true.
Sleeve. And we could make one, really.
Come on.
Yes,
please do that. Please do that. That would be so awesome.
I want the group shot in the front. Thank you for demonstrating to the microphone.
I guess I could come back to the camp and change back into my costume that I paid a lot of money for.
There's always Sunday.
Of course, Dave would look weird with the ninja on his arm.
He's a pirate.
Pirates and ninjas.
No,
since
he's
not.
I don't know
he
pirate.
Worked really hard on that.
Yeah, it would have to give him props for that.
It's true. He did so good.
That's
I've got a good one for the costume. She's got a good one for wearing costumes.
Yeah.
Jim kind of.
You know, though, if I just went and bought him the rest of the stuff, he would wear it.
Yes.
Because his thing is just being comfortable. If he's comfortable, and the thing is, what's more comfortable than a cotton shirt that's poofy and just brown pants or black pants? I mean, he would be very comfortable in that. So it's just a matter of this is what you're wearing.
Okay, we'll dress you in a ninja in the campsite to take the group shot. And
okay.
Then you can change.
No, but I would like to
I would be
challenge.
Be the known, the lone ninja.
Lone ninja.
Just the group,
you can do
all
your costume in the morning, and then when we go have a nap at lunch.
There you go.
For our one bit of TV, real quick, I forgot about this, but this week on Big Bang Theory, they all went to Renaissance Festival. And does anybody watch in this room watch Big Bang Theory?
Okay. We have to watch.
Well, Stephanie and I, when I went with her in the late 90s, one of the things we noticed, and this brings us kind of back to the podcast too, in general, is that I was there and I had this outfit I had just made. It's like my very first attempt at any kind of, and you know, so we're in our Renaissance, you know, costumes. She had a purple dress, I had a green dress, and the guys that were with us had stuff on. And we were there for the opening bell, because we are the opening canon, because it was the first time I'd gone, and we had driven in. Okay, so we were there, in line, ready to go in. And I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, look at all these cool people. And there's a dude standing there, dressed as Data, in full, in full Starfleet TNG. And with the tricorder.
Yes.
And he was kind of doing that little head move, and he had the, I mean, like, he was not dressed as Data.
He was Data.
And it was weird. Okay, so the backtrack to the Big Bang Theory of it is they had gone, like, at the beginning of the episode, they had gone to Renfest and they were talking about it. Okay, and at the end, he's like, oh, and one of the characters on the show, Sheldon, he was very upset because they went to the Renaissance Festival, and he's just so angry because it's not Renaissance. It's just, you know, women with their boobs out, and he was so upset because of all of the inaccuracies, you know, and this is why this is inaccurate, and this is medieval, it's not Renaissance, and oh, he was so upset. Well, then they told him, because they were going to go back, so they said, well, he said, well, I don't know what to dress as when I go back. So they flipped to the Renaissance Festival, he comes as Spock. He has traveled back in time to the Renaissance times, and he's Spock, and he's taking, and then he's like taking tricorder readings and stuff, and I was like, no way.
I've seen that.
The best part is, I mean, it's so scary because when you watch things like that,
there's always that guy.
You know, that's comedy. Mm-hmm. But see, nobody was writing for the dude that came to Renaissance Festival.
Oh, we went last year and had stormtroopers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The cardboard knights.
I have video footage of the stormtroopers.
Really?
I do.
And we
I got
pictures. I should add that.
We had people dressed up as World of Warcraft characters.
Yes.
Really?
We did. Yes. We had the quest giver.
Really
remember the quest giver?
Oh, we did. We had the quest giver.
Y'all had a quest giver?
We had a quest giver.
We had a quest giver when we first came in.
Okay. Go ahead.
Last year, Angela and I talked about having a sort of RPG game to play amongst ourselves that would just be between us, nobody else.
And we would get pictures, or we would get quests from each other to go around, because we've been so many times that we would actually go around and get things, little things that we'd have to come back and then have presents.
I hate gathering quests, man.
we'd hands
and be done.
If we gathered all the quests,
I think we'd get all kicked out of the festival.
But
if he's tiring.
But if we gathered all of our quests at the campsite and then we went in and got everything and then turned them in,
like we could take a photo of something.
We'd take a photo of something, or get like bells, or get, you know what I mean. I think that would be fun.
We could always have yours be to kill an ogre. Just like, let the ogre stand there with your sword.
That's right. You could convince another costumed person to do something with you on camera.
So,
because Angela and I were talking, I'm bringing my video camera.
Okay.
And Angela's going to bring hers. So if you have something that you want video tips.
Mark lost my video camera at GagFest. So.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and it had
all
my pictures from Paris on it.
Pictures?
Pictures and video.
You hadn't taken him off the camera yet?
I think he got some of them off, but not all of them.
Oh, no.
You know, and strangely, I still haven't seen those, even though I've asked.
Oh, no.
I can't.
Oh, boo.
That sucks.
Bring the podcast to a screeching halt.
Sorry. It's my gift. It's my purse.
Okay. I do have the ability on my camera to take video, but it's not that.
Well, even,
the
I mean,
one we have is really nice.
Just enough for, we can put it on the...
That would be cool. So all of us need to figure out groups of five. I'm sorry. I'll be a part of our group.
So does that mean we have to be a special kind of pirate? Like, do I have to be a healer pirate?
We need a tank.
I'm a healer.
I'm a DPS.
What would the ninja be?
The ninja. The ninja stealth. He's a rogue.
There you go.
The ninja rogue.
I can come back from BlizzCon with ideas.
Since Renaissance Festival is like real life, what do you consider yourself?
Oh, dude, that's so easy. I'm a druid.
And what spec are you?
Yeah, I'm. Well, realistically,
Boomkin.
I'm Boomkin. Easy done. That's my first character I ever created in WoW, and it's so fit my personality. Like, I know people that started something and they thought it was another thing, and they were like, no, and then they found their favorite. I love my little druid. She shapeshifts. She can be many different things. So I can be a camper, or a motorcyclist, or I can be a ballroom dancer, or I can be a Renaissance geek. So she can kind of sort of heal, and she can also kind of sort of tank. But she does. I'm mostly Duncan's thing.
You know what's interesting, and this is on the subject still, but my husband, he is the respecking king.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he is. It's like every day. What are you
but
today?
The thing is if you think about Jim, he's a priest. And he is there to take care of the group, and he always respects, depending on which group he's in. He always redoes what
See,
he's
now that just
doing
gets expensive.
To figure out. I know, but he doesn't
care. It caps out at 50 gold.
Well,
I think.
To him, that's just a few days. And so, but his Five personality, days. He can respect himself for depending on whatever group he's in.
He's very versatile. He likes.
He is. See?
If he's needed in a group, he will do what he needs to do to be needed. That's how Mark is,
too. Mark's the same way.
Mark respects himself to be the most versatile, but needed.
Chamois?
Yeah, his chamois is a huge chamois.
Aggro-ripping, apparently.
So, yeah.
Who's next?
Jen, what would you be?
Jen doesn't play WoW, so.
But you've played before.
Yeah, you've played.
So just find a character aspect.
You're a fairy.
She's a gnome.
I am not a gnome.
You're a gnome mage. They have the best dance. I can see Jen doing that.
She would be a fairy.
You can see me doing
it. I could. It's an awesome gnome dance. I'm serious.
I don't think I ever looked at the gnome long enough to dance. I have a complex about being so short.
And since Jen doesn't play Jen, Jen of the podcast, Jen, she is an elf hunter.
Night
she's,
elf or blood
she's,
elf?
She's a night elf hunter.
All right.
I'll have to take your word for it.
You are.
I don't.
You are. You are.
Mm-hmm. I go. Yep. You're an elf.
Yeah.
She's an elf hunter. Technically, I wouldn't necessarily be an elf because I don't have the height for it.
What about David? Is he also?
You would have to be an elf. He's the only one.
Yeah. He could be
a hunter too.
A priest or a hunter.
What did he originally do?
Is perfect. If you listen to our last Renaissance podcast, we talked about David and how he just wanted to be a monk so he didn't have to wear a costume.
He could be a death knight.
Yeah.
Oh, he could be a death knight too.
But I talked him out of that, thankfully.
Good.
That would have been bad.
What would you be?
I'd have to go with my first character. I'm like Stephanie. I really connect with my first character. We have a long history. We go way back. And she's a healer. And she's always been a healer. I think I respect once to be a tank, and I just hated it. I didn't like it at all. She's a pally. She's a human pally, and I'm a healer. And I would say that she... I don't know. I identify with my character.
She's gonna get... Oh my god, they're hitting me!
Yeah.
I have high... armor.
I'm running around the room going, save me, stop running, no! Pally bubble,
towards the tank.
But yeah, so, I mean, I like to help other people, and I think I'm a nurturer personality, so I identify with my character a lot.
Cool. I would say mine would be my mage. I made the Pally first, but I think definitely mage, who's arcane spec, not fire or ice. She's arcane. So.
I stab stuff.
You do stab stuff.
You stab stuff?
She's a rogue.
You're a rogue.
Pokey in the back.
Now, is she your favorite of all your characters? Your rogue?
That you identify with.
Right.
I like playing my mage as well, because I'm a DPS character. I've played...
Yeah.
I had a tank, briefly, when I first started. My dwarf tank was the first one I got to... Was she my first 60? No. She was my first character, and I kept her out at 55 and dropped her because I hated playing her so much. And this was before you got any of this stuff, so I didn't even have a mount until I was 42. But
really? That was the old cap for mounts?
No, the old cap for mounts was 40, but I didn't even have the gold to get it because they didn't change. They like doubled and tripled the gold that you get.
Oh.
It used to be hard. By Cracky?
In my day.
In my day, it was hard to play WoW.
And now you can get a mount at 30.
I know.
This
oh,
BS.
The reputation, you can still
they
get.
They changed that when I was a 39. And I was about 2 bars away from 40 when they changed the mount thing. And I was very upset because I was working very hard. You know, and y'all know how much crap I do. I mean, I don't get to play very much. And I had worked very hard because Jim was like, we're going to get you to 40 so you can get your mount. Okay, and literally that week.
They changed it.
And there's all these 31s running around with mounts mocking me. Mocking me. So...
I'm not a support character. I don't like supporting others. I like my rogue because I can just be out there all by myself and kill, 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 and next kill, and kill this next one, and let's go kill this other one. And, oh, hell, I need a bandage. Okay. And kill, kill, kill. So. I'm very sad about the lack of AoE, though, because I've been grinding Winter Saber rep, and it's very hard.
Oh. It's very annoying.
I'm going to get a pink cat. I'm not going to tell say what I told the jury.
Yeah.
All right, now that we've descended back into WoW, and it was all my fault, I think we're good. Does anybody have any last thoughts
we can
about
talk
Renaissance
about
Festival?
What else there is to do besides eat and people watch? There's also...
Dead Bob.
Yeah, Dead Bob, the shows and the entertainment. I guess the juggling, the shows they have there are superior. I used to go when they had Merlin and they had the Flaming Idiots, and they have branched off and done their own stuff. And they're independent now. But it's like Renaissance Festival hosts a lot of fantastic, fantastic groups. Iris and Rose. The Pirate Show.
Mm-hmm.
So
Cast in Bronze.
Cast in Bronze, which is a musical show, which is fantastic. Simply throwing tomatoes at the dude or throwing the baseballs at the chicks that you dunk at the
dunking. Yeah.
That's my favorite. Sorry. And the witch that hurls insults at you as you miss... the target.
I guess that's the dunking
or the
witches.
Insult guy.
Yes.
The insult guy and the dunking winches.
Oh, the insult guy.
They are body rude, gross, detested, and people will send their children in there to throw baseballs at these women that are wearing white corsets and white pantaloons, and when you dunk them, it's white. And I will let you imagine what happens. But they are really freaking hilarious. Just they create a crowd of people just listening to
their insults.
Make fun of the people that are actually throwing baseballs.
Schadenfreude.
See, I'm pretty good at throwing and hitting targets because I played baseball for a while, but I just know she would tick me off so much and I would miss and then
the
I would just waste my money trying over and over again to dunk her.
Yeah.
At least you realize that about
people
yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, just give me a bow and arrow, I'll shoot her off the perch.
Keep your sheet nappy.
Oh, I stuck you to the sea.
Yeah, that happens a lot. They make fun of guys specifically, and guys will get so hot-headed about it, they come back and spend $100
mm-hmm.
on little sandbags to throw baseballs to throw.
Yeah.
Because it works. I mean, they are that good.
Yes.
I mean, there is no sacred subject. You send your little boy up there, expect him to get made up for, you know...
Sucking his thumb.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kissing
his thumb left
with
toe.
A much larger vocabulary.
Kissing his sister. You know, kissing his sister. They will insult your child.
Very nice. Okay.
Funny.
I know that the actual Renaissance Festival was like the least part of the
and they have
podcast.
Like a petting zoo and you can ride an elephant.
Elephant.
Ooh, and
camels.
They swing. And the what?
The pirate ship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't
know.
They have very creative.
I don't do that. I'm scared.
Like, you would go to a carnival
Hannah.
And they have like the spinning cups or whatever, but they do it all with ropes and they do it with people that are actually the manpower behind it.
Uh-huh.
So they have little ships that they move based on winch systems. Kind of like they have a nod to Da Vinci as some of his inventions, so that they do for entertainment. It's like
which is
little...
actually from the Renaissance.
Yeah,
Da Vinci.
Mm-hmm. So,
there you go.
There you go.
To everybody but the stormtroopers is really true. Bless their lords.
No, they have historical nods, but mostly it's just lots and lots
of fun.
Mostly
it's about beers and apple dumplings and what we're wearing.
Yes.
Yeah, and camping.
So it's pretty much like normal life, just a little different. Just, costume.
With something else to wear.
Dirtier.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Good.
The one time a year, we all, without fail, come together to enjoy each other's company in a foreign environment.
Yeah.
In a foreign environment.
Foreign all sometimes. Because we all live so far away from each other, you know.
I know, good grief.
30 minutes.
Margaret and I are driving, and I'm like, Jesus, this is far.
All right, guys. Well, cool. That was good. Well, we would like to thank our guests, Margaret.
Hi.
Bye.
Charity.
Goodbye.
Jenny.
Hello.
Stephanie.
TT.
Thank you all for being guests on the Anomaly Podcast. Jen, tell us how they can talk to us.
You could reach us via email at girlygeekswithaz@gmail.com or on our website. You can go to the contact page and fill out the form and get in touch with us that way.
And remember that it's the Anomaly Podcast, anomalypodcast.com. Leave us a comment on iTunes, and we appreciate everyone who has emailed us and who has left us comments on iTunes. Also write us and make sure that you remember to send us your how to introduce people to geeky things. We did get an email about Doctor Who, so we will share that with you the next time that we talk. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what we'll be doing next time, so hopefully we'll figure
more videos.
That out. Huh?
Hopefully videos.
Oh, hopefully okay. Videos. Yes, if we can get the feed to work.
Yeah.
Eek. All right. I'm Angela.
And I'm Jen.
And you've been listening to the Anomaly Podcast, where female and fandom converge.
So you come home after a rough day at the office, have a drink, torrent the latest movie, make a sandwich, buy a human off eBay, listen to your favorite podcast, and not leave them any feedback. I know what you're thinking. Perfect night, right? Wrong. Go to iTunes and leave them some feedback. And that's something to think about.
Your feedback encourages us to continue producing Anomaly. Please consider writing about us in a forum, on a blog, and leave us a rating on iTunes. Hopefully a positive one. Drop us a line at girlygeeks@gmail.com. That's girlygeeks@gmail.com. Or via our contact page at anomalypodcast.com. That's anomalypodcast.com. And leave a comment on our latest episodes or just say hi. And if you're an anomaly or a fellow female fangirl, let us know we're not alone in the world. Anomaly is released on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license. Which means you have to have our permission to change it or incorporate it into another work. All rights reserved.